This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As long as skies are blue.
Anna Paulina Luna left the Freedom Caucus over there, lack of support for her bill that would allow new parents to proxy vote around 12 weeks around the birth of their baby. Does the president support that bill?
I'm not sure. I haven't actually talked to the president about that bill, but I certainly can and can get a take on if he supports it or not.
So Anna Paulina Luna, congresswoman who was a member of the Freedom Caucus, has determined that she's going to leave the Freedom Caucus because she tried to get a bill through and she couldn't get the support from the Freedom Caucus to do it. Let's get to our guest. Ryan Schmell's back with us, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. And from what I understand, it could get a little dramatic there on Capitol Hill over this bill and Anna Paulina Luna leaving the Freedom Caucus. Ryan, welcome back to the show. Always good to see you.
Always great to be on, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Tell me what's going on there on Capitol Hill and how this is unfolding.
Right. Well, it's already gotten dramatic. You know, you see somebody like Anna Paulina Luna, a very conservative member who decided to leave the Freedom Caucus over this push that she has. Pretty much it's a change to the House rules that would allow proxy voting for new parents in Congress up to 12 weeks. Now, this is a provision that's gotten a lot of support from Democrats, and Luna has teamed up with Democrats in order to get this through, and she's gotten some bipartisan support from Republicans. But probably the biggest opposition effort to this has been from members of the Freedom Caucus, which Luna has been a part of ever since she got into Congress. So this frustrated her to the point that she decided to leave and accuse them of holding leadership hostage, saying that they're going to vote to sink bills on the provisional level so that they can't even get brought up to the House floor. And thus, she claims that they force leadership's hand. And now they're actually voting, probably, I think, right now or in the next couple of minutes on what's called the rule. So the rule is you have to pass this in order to get a bill to the House floor. What they did was that they combined a table motion for Luna's resolution with a bunch of other bills that have a lot of priorities for President Trump, right? So it's essentially forcing members to either vote to table Luna's resolution or you vote to kill President Trump's agenda, which is putting Republicans in a tough spot.
Yeah, I would say so. I'm curious, what's the Freedom Caucus's reason or principle behind saying, you know, because you're saying it's Luna wanted 12 weeks, which is pretty much standard operating procedure for part-time leave or medical leave for I myself took 12 weeks off with each of my kids. Some of them were paid for by the company, and as time passed, some of them weren't paid for by the company that I worked for at the time. But why would the Freedom Caucus say, no, we don't want to support Anna Paulina Luna in this? What's the danger in giving them proxy vote rights in that instance?
Right. So first of all, to make it clear, Luna said it's not every Freedom Caucus member, but it is a small group of them within them who have been the most vocal. Mm-hmm. So one of the big arguments here is that it is not constitutional. It says in the Constitution that members have to be present in the United States Capitol in order to vote. So they believe if you're going to change the rule, then you have to change the Constitution. That kind of aligns with what Speaker Johnson says as well. And Speaker Johnson has been very vocal about his opposition to this. But there's also this argument being made by those who are opposed to this, that this is going to open up the door and set a precedent that means, well, if we allow this to happen, then there's going to be more excuses and more abuses, they believe, when it comes to proxy voting. So I think the precedent and also the constitutionality of this are kind of the two big opposition arguments you're hearing from most people who are opposed to it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same thing, but I'm thinking if you're on some sort of medical leave because you've just birthed a baby, or, you know, whether... depending on how you have it, sometimes it involves a major surgery towards the woman. There's a lot of recovery that's involved. It's not easy to just pick up and go and be on the House floor and vote, which, you know, that would make it more likely for women of childbearing age to not participate in the process of being a representative in Congress if that becomes too burdensome in order to do. But I'm also thinking of, and I can't remember the name, Ryan, maybe you do. Wasn't there a congresswoman in Texas that was in a home of some kind, some sort of senior care home, for quite some time that I would assume might be able to fall under some sort of medical leave and be able to proxy vote? But I think there might have been dementia or something involved in that. Do you know the story that I'm referring to?
So my understanding of that story, it was Kay Granger, who's actually the chairwoman of the Appropriations Committee last Congress. She resigned that position kind of out of nowhere. And then somebody else took over after the election. And, you know, kind of during that lame duck period, yes, she was missing a lot of votes. And there was, I believe, a local news station that went to a senior care center that she was staying at. I believe that's what it was. And, you know, they got a pretty negative reception from that. So, yes, so it was, we were wondering what was happening with Kay Granger for a long time because she was kind of MIA.
Yeah. And you said heading up the House Appropriations Committee, it just seems to me that you would have that there is a little bit of a slippery slope that you'd have to be concerned with when it comes to allowing new moms to vote proxy. That how does that expand itself if constitutionally there is a rule that says that, or a law that says you have to be present to vote.
Yeah, and that's what the debate's pretty much circled around. You know, can these members vote by proxy? And if they simply change the House rules, is that going to set up a precedent down the road that allows people to vote by proxy for other reasons? And one of the arguments Democrats have been making on the House floor as they've been debating this is that there were a number of Republicans, including Speaker Johnson, who utilized proxy voting when it was allowed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So we have recent examples of proxy voting, and that's when Republicans say, you know, after the pandemics, when that kind of got out of control, or at least allegedly got out of control. So you see that back and forth really kind of extensively over the last couple of days.
We're speaking with Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. So, Ryan, we did start the show just highlighting for people the Cory Booker filibuster. And so we discussed here, like, what is he trying to stop from happening by filibuster? What is he demanding by filibuster? And we didn't really come to a conclusion as to what Senator Cory Booker is trying to accomplish. A, is he still going? And B, what is the intent of his filibuster over the last, 15 hours or so?
All right. Well, let me check the monitor real quick. It looks like he is still going. I forget what place he's at in terms of all time records for filibusters. But, you know, yes, he has been speaking for well over, I think it's right, like 20 hours or so right now.
Oh my gosh.
It was 12 hours at 7 o'clock. And I apologize, my math is really bad. But
yeah,
you know, 7 p.m. tonight will be a 24-hour filibuster officially. But, you know, the debate is this technically even a filibuster? Because he hasn't actually held up any Senate business as of right now.
Almost,
you know,
had
the
it.
Floor was still just open when he started last night. And they pretty much just allow for unlimited debate. So he's allowed to keep going and going as long as he wants to. So as of right now, no, he has not interrupted any type of Senate business, held up any type of vote. He's pretty much just he's doing this out of a protest for Donald Trump and Elon Musk and trying to make his argument against what they're doing.
Do you know of any of the things he's talked about that aren't Donald Trump? Has he done anything fun? Has he have any like good sets in there in the last however many hours this is?
Well, he did stop so that the Senate could observe its prayer, which it normally does each day when they're in session. And we thought, oh, he might be done now. But he came right back on and kept going as soon as that was over. So that was probably one of the more notable moments. You know, right now he's kind of got this thing going where somebody will come out and ask him a question to kind of give him a break. And then they'll go on a long tangent and draw the question out, make it as long as possible.
Yeah.
You know, they'll get hyper-focused to say, well, the FAA is in your district or there's offices in your district. How is this impacting your district? District and go through all the examples. So they found creative ways to kind of drag this out, and certainly members are helping him. And as of right now, he is still going.
Right. So let me ask you this. Is this actually a filibuster if he's not stopping anything, or is he just making a really long point?
I mean, my understanding is this is not technically a filibuster. This is just a very long speech as of right now.
But if they wanted to try
to bring a bill to the floor and then he kept going, then he would be officially filibustering something. But no, this just seems like it's just a very long speech.
Okay, so Ryan, here's another question. What would normally be happening in the Senate right now if Cory Booker weren't there?
They would either be in recess or they would be doing leadership speeches. That's normally what they do kind of in between times that they're doing legislation. So it's kind of a dead period right now because Thune filed cloture on a nomination, and eventually they're going to have the floor open to end debate, then vote on that nomination. But as of right now, you know, there's no action being taken. So I guess they're just going to let him keep going for now.
I'm wondering if he like sat down and stopped for a while, if he'd be able
to. He is not allowed to sit.
Oh.
But is it?
That's the rule.
But
if he sits down, it's done.
But I'm wondering if he sat down, if nobody would come in and do anything, he could just take a break and then just get back up and start going again.
Yeah, it would still count,
but
right?
If it's not. Did you have a question?
I do. Ryan, just because it's April 1st, do you think the best ending to this filibuster would be him saying, just kidding, and then end?
April Fools?
I guess. Fools. I don't know if you can talk for as long as you are and not at least prove some type of point. So I don't know. Yeah, if he's like, I actually like all the things I've talked about. I mean, that's a lot of things he's got April Fools on. So I don't know.
That was the worst question I've ever asked.
Thanks. Yeah, Ryan. Okay. Ryan asks Ryan the worst question ever. You would not do well at the filibuster. Well, Ryan, thank you for the time today. And do you have to be a senator to ask Cory Booker a question on the floor? Do you have to be a member of the Senate?
Yes, you do.
Can we get Cory Booker any content or anything? Is he looking to promote things? So bizarre to watch him do what he's doing and know that at the end of the day, everyone's like, okay. And then they go get their coffee. It just seems a little strange. No,
well, when he's off the floor, he may have some questions answered for, because there's a notice report that one of his staffers got arrested for bringing a gun onto the Capitol Hill campus.
Oh, my.
So notice is reporting that this person who was arrested was in fact a member of his staff. We're kind of working on this story right now, but he may have some questions to answer when he's done.
Is there an explanation or anything that it was like accidental, didn't put it away the way they were supposed to, or is it nefarious?
Not that we know of right now, but what Chad has told me, our senior Capitol Hill correspondent, is that oftentimes when somebody is found with a weapon like this, it is oftentimes because they forgot that they had it on them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to say that that's the reason or not the reason as of right now, but that is a very common thing when this has happened, is that it's usually brought to the Hill by accident.
Mm. Well, Ryan Schmelz, thank you for the update. We'll be looking forward to seeing what comes of the Ana Paulina Luna situation and Cory Booker as well. We appreciate your update. Thanks for being with us.
Awesome. Thank you, Annie.
Take care. Bye-bye. It's just, what is he doing?
I just thought of a better question.
Any question would have been a better question.
The better question would have been, what if Cory Booker never stops?
Here is the thing. You had a punchline in your head and forgot to figure out
how to get to it.
No, but you went all in. Still.
Yeah.
You didn't.
I don't regret it.
You didn't hesitate. I do.
I'm sure you do, but I don't. I can't
I
ever regret
it.
Broke my
one-on-one conversation with Ryan Schmelz so you could do that.
You guys were doing great. I just wanted to make people know that I was here.
That's the most honest thing you've ever said. Anything else you want to add to this segment?
No, I can't. I don't really do the April Fool's thing.
Can you play the music?
Yeah. I was kind
of... No, we can't do the April Fool's thing. We're not allowed to.
You're right. Yeah, we can't do like a War of the Worlds broadcast or something.
No.
Like H.G. Wells.
Do you do April Fool's stuff? Are you into it?
No, I'm not.
I'm not either.
I think I've done a couple of little things when I was a kid, like tried to put a bucket of sponges above the door or something like that. And it was like, why am I doing this?
Yeah. You know, the key is to stay very, very smart when you're scrolling through social media.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I would just skip social media for today. Unless you're watching us on YouTube. Is YouTube social media? Go vote in the YouTube poll. Do you support Trump's tariffs? We'll be right back.